You're listening to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, and this is Heart of Mind Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Davis. On today's program, we're going to be going inside of ourselves, and I will be offering a meditation for cultivation of inner and outer peace. And in our second segment, I'll be speaking about gratitude and growth in the age of transformation. This is a very powerful tool in how we can come to negotiate our lives. I'll be speaking about that a little bit more as we go along. But to start with, I wanted to look at this idea of peace. Now, I recognize that this is something that everyone wants to see in our world and have in our lives. But the question becomes, where does it really begin? And from my experience, experiencing life in a peaceful way begins on the inside. Now, I wasn't always one who was able to maintain a peaceful countenance. Mostly, this is due to stress and the experiences that I might have had in my life. Experiences growing up as a child, the stress of school and working, becoming involved and engaged in world politics. And it was that I would take my lead from everything that was going on outside of me. And it meant that there was always an inner contradiction. Even though I believed in having a peaceful existence, I didn't really know how to make that happen. And then as I began to engage more in meditation, that was the first thing really that began to seep into my life. I began to, at least during the moments of meditation, feel a sense of relief and a sense of peace. And for a while, it was that I wanted to only engage in that inner dialogue, that inner work, and I began to pay less and less attention to what was going on in the world and what might be going on around me. But I found that that left me feeling split. Because the truth is, I do care about what's happening in the world. I do care about the people in my lives. And I would have to even admit that this is still a bit of a challenge. And when I find myself split, my solution is to take myself into a meditation so that I can connect with the source of my true self. And from that perspective of the true self, you're able to be who you are, be connected to that inner wisdom, and at the same time continue to negotiate what's going on in the world around you. So from my perspective, the way to peace, true peace, is to go inside first, is to begin to deal with those things that we're holding on to that are in many ways stuck in our physical body, stuck in our emotional body, and stuck within our field, our energetic field. And when we have those issues inside of our framework, then they become triggers for what's going on in the outside. So I found that I went through a period, and I still continue to do this. It's really like taking a bath or brushing your teeth, to really be attentive to what is swirling around on the inside. And as we go into through this inner process of creating the inner state of peace, we begin to heal those things that are popping up and rising, really without our permission most of the time. And if we feel a sense of vulnerability somewhere within us, within our past experience or within our emotions, those things are going to pop up at the least opportune time. We're going to find ourselves being angry or being sad or being frustrated based on triggering events. And we can know that we are being triggered when our experience or the expression outweighs the trigger. So someone might say something innocently without meaning harm, but because it latches onto that stuck energy, that stuck emotion, we'll find ourselves responding as if it was the first triggering event, the first thing that caused us to hold that energy in our body. So I want to really look at this during today's program. And starting up, I want to play a song for you. It's called Lift Us Up. It's by the Peace Poets. And in a way, it is a bit of a meditation in that it tells us that we can lift up, lift ourselves up, and stay or at least return to a place where we can be open, vulnerable, and powerful at the same time. So let's hear this music meditation called Lift Us Up.
Lift us up, me. Stand, hold, let love triumph in our land. Lift us up, make us strong, give us courage.
And that was Lift Us Up by the Peace Poets. And when I listen to music, I always look at it from the perspective of the inner message and the outer message. And it talks about lifting us up and changing the land, bringing peace to the land, being able to transform our world. This is the message that I get from it. But when we think of this, we can think of it in the outer perspective of the world in which we live, the body politic, the earth, the environment. But we also have an inner landscape. And what I am suggesting is that we pay attention and we, with courage, move through the inner landscape to find those time bombs, those hidden messages that are repeated again and again in our lives, so that we can begin to rout out those things that get in our way. And for me, this is really what I mean when I speak of self-cultivation. And the benefits of this self-cultivation is that we reach a place where we have a deeper understanding of who we are. We have a deeper understanding of those things that are influencing us almost in secret, because we have no control over it. We may expect it, anticipate it. We may be accustomed to flying into a rage. We may be accustomed to falling into tears. We may be accustomed to feeling bad about who we are, that we don't have that we're not worthy of the kind of dreams that we have. But I feel that it's really important that we do understand that we are worthy, we are valuable, we are loving and worthy of being loved, we are creative and have the power to create. And what happens very often is we have these dreams that we may repeat to ourselves. But if we don't go deep enough within, we sometimes end up allowing those dreams to get in our way. And we allow the errors, the inner errors, to get in our way, because that's really what it is. It's an error. And so I'm going to offer you a bit of a meditation now, and it's really about cultivating that inner peace. We're going to play a bit of music behind I Can Dream Now by David Young and Frankie Moreno. And I like this music. It's instrumental, but, you know, the important thing is to recognize that you have the freedom to dream, but you can also make your dreams a reality once we clear away the debris that continues to get in our way. So as we start the music, I want you to just begin to take a few breaths and follow the movement of your breath. And take a moment to relax your body, tighten the shoulders and relax the shoulders. Be mindful of your back and make sure your posture is upright. And I want you to allow your breath to gently bring your awareness into your body. And as you breathe, just breathe into your body and allow your body to expand with that breath. And as your awareness follows the breath into your body, notice what parts of you still feel tense or tight. And I want you to breathe, direct your breath directly into that tension. And just as you breathe out, exhale, letting go of some of that tension. If you like, you can sigh with that exhaled breath to let go a little bit of that energy. And as you begin to let go of that energy, just allow your awareness to float on your breath. Feel into the energy of the solar plexus. Feel into the energy of your lungs. And again, allow for one or two sighs to release some of the old stagnant emotional energy. Then take your awareness deeper into your body and go down into the root chakra, the root energy. That's connecting to the bottom of your spine, the bottom of your torso, the lower abdomen. And begin to visualize your own life flame. You could think of it as a flame. You can think of it as a little sun or star, just radiating light in the lower abdomen. And then begin to transform that light so that mingled within it, within the yellows and the reds and the blues, is the violet flame. And allow that violet flame to be cultivated and to grow and to lift higher into your body, into the region of your solar plexus. And allow that violet flame to move into the space where you're holding on to those ancient emotions. Don't have to know what they are or where they came from. Just give permission to your body, to your spirit, to release those energies into the violet flame and allow the flame to clear and cleanse you of your historical reasons, your historical triggers, and your tendencies to be reactive to those things. And just visualize the dissolving of being angry. Let it dissolve. You can even visualize it evaporating into the violet flame. And then we lift that flame into the region of our lungs, where we hold old feelings of sadness and grief, and allow the violet flame to flicker through the lungs grasping, grabbing onto all those energies. Don't worry about why they're there or how they came to be. Give yourself permission to surrender, to let go, and allow the violet flame to disintegrate, to erode, to remove, to dissolve all these feelings, sadness and grief. Then bring that violet flame into your heart and remove any vestiges that are lingering in the tissues of your heart. Allow them to fall into the violet flame and be burnt from your heart, giving rise to your sense of courage and your sense of determination and your sense of knowing the truth of who you are. Allow the violet flame to feed and nourish so that that energy of courage grows and mingles with the energy of the flame, so that your heart can expand and flourish within the energy of the flame, because the flame reduces the obstacles and uplifts the truth of who we are. And then allow and notice and bring that violet flame carrying your truth and your strength and your courage into the field of your throat, into your ability to communicate, to be clear, and to be open and vulnerable without fear. Allow the violet flame to support and sustain the truth of who you are. And allow that truth to rise into the mind as the violet flame cleanses the mind of these ancient thoughts, making place, making space for the truth of your being, that you are indeed divine, that you are indeed sacred, that you are indeed connected to the highest power and source. And allow that violet flame to flicker up to the crown, opening the space for your divine essence to mingle in through that flame and in through the remainder of your body. And so, just for a few moments, just allow yourself to be at peace. And allow that violet flame to shower down through your body like rain, moving from the flame into the droplets, washing through your head and your neck and your shoulders, bringing down a sense of completion and peace, raining down, flowing into your organs, bringing that sense of peace, flowing down into your abdomen, awakening that power of intention, and beginning to flow down like a river through the root and connecting you down into the earth, allowing that violet flame to mingle with the crystal core of the earth. And as that mingling occurs, that mist rises again with the earth's healing vibrational power up through your body. And just allow yourself to be calm breathing deeply. And allow yourself to entertain the dream, whatever your dream may be. Allow yourself to entertain the possibility, the potential of walking in the world with inner peace and with inner guidance. Breathe deeply and allow your breath to simply flow into your body. And exhale. Take your breath deep, deep into your body. And exhale. Again, take your breath deep into your body. And exhale. And just allow your awareness to float with the music. And we're fading out the music now. So allow yourself to come back to your fullness. And in a way, just allow the interior of you to feel hollow. Hollow of any sense of agitation, but full of that sense of being. Connecting to the truth of who you are. So we're going to be coming back to the subject in our second segment, but first I wanted to play for you an announcement. There's a beautiful event coming up in April, and I don't want you to miss it. So I'm giving you a little bit of early start, and it's a, you know, Earth Day is coming up on April 22nd, but there's also a very special event in which you can connect with some really amazing people that you can engage with, have music, have meditation, and really begin to weave within your life the intent of bringing peace, not just on the inside, but to the outside as well. And when we can bring that inner peace into the expression in the world, then this is the kind of occurrence that happens. This particular event, created by Andrew Kane and Rick Ulfick, is something that is being taken care of, that is being initiated, because there are people in the world who are taking that inner peace and manifesting it in our experience, in our world, as an opportunity to gather, cherish each other, and make a difference. But right now, we're going to take a break, but please do stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Now, of course, that is the website where you can go and listen live. You can download programs that you might have missed. You can check out all of the different programs that are on the air, and you can maybe explore something new. So it's always wonderful to check out that website, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine, and this is Heart of Mind Radio. And I wanted to take this discussion a little bit further with looking at the idea of gratitude and growth in the age of transformation. Now, I think very often when we look into the world, we can see transformation, but it doesn't always look so positive. But there's a way in which things are beginning to work themselves out in the world stage. As a consequence of what's going on politically with our President Donald Trump and with healthcare and the agenda to repeal healthcare, the healthcare plan, we are in the process of waking up many, many people who perhaps just accepted what they were told and didn't understand the implications of repealing Obamacare. And so now I see that there are many, many people who are standing up and going in to communicate with their politicians what they want those politicians to do. So even though sometimes things look messy and are messy, that it doesn't always determine that the outcome will be negative. And more often what determines the outcome of a given situation is the kind of energy and determination that we bring to it. And so that rather than being reactive to a situation, we can respond accordingly. So this is also true for that inner world, that inner landscape that makes up the fullness of who we are, that we can begin to understand the experiences in our life as a catalyst to inner change or as a catalyst to move us into an arena that would be more expressive of our needs or perhaps of our vision or perhaps, you know, the desire, the dream. So transition doesn't always look clean. I remember about 3 years ago, I was laid off from a position that I had held for 10 years or so. And in the immediate, it felt really bad. But as a consequence of that, I had the time and energy to really focus on the work that really inspires me. So there's always a transition period, but out of chaos, we can bring order. We can bring something new. We can bring a rebirth. And so for me, the powerful tool that made all the difference and continues to make all the difference is this sense of gratitude. When you bring a feeling of gratefulness to your situation, no matter what it looks like, it generates within you the energy necessary to move through that obstacle, to move through that experience, to move through the challenge. So in order to do this, however, it makes sense and it really does help to do it, to be grateful all the time. When you're waking up in the morning, be grateful for waking up. When you have something on your plate to deal with, be grateful for that. If you have something on your plate that you're about to consume, your breakfast, be grateful for that. If you've had experiences that challenged you but caused you to be more experienced, to know better how to handle yourself in life or in the world, then be grateful for that. If we move out into the world, we can be grateful for the trees on our street, that they're giving us oxygen and this energy that helps to sustain and support humanity in the earth. We can be grateful for the earth that we're walking on and, you know, offer love back to the living planet that sustains and supports our existence. Even if we argue with our parents, even if we don't get along, we can be grateful to them. They, for whatever they might have been dealing with in their time, went through that process of carrying us and bringing us into the earth and giving us this beautiful opportunity to grow and manifest our individual dreams, to be able to follow the path of our own guidance. We can be grateful to our parents, no matter what the relationship might be. We can be grateful for our friends and our coworkers. There's so many things that we can think of in terms of gratitude. And when we live from that perspective, the gratitude is a generator. It creates an energy within us. It creates a deepening, a strengthening of that inner ability to create in the world, because what we create is the energy we hold. The energy hold leads to the thing that we create, leads to the life that we create. And energy of gratitude is one of the most positive, spontaneously creating energies we can imagine. To be grateful for a learning experience is to create new learning experiences. To be grateful for love and appreciation is to create new opportunities for love and appreciation. To be grateful for the sustenance that we have is to create more opportunities for sustenance. So I think it's something that we can do in our everyday, to be grateful to the people we encounter. No matter what that experience might be, it's an enriching experience. And this is what allows us to generate the fuel for creating our dreams and our visions, because it's the gratitude that manifests into our dreams and our visions. The universe gives back what we deliver into it. And so when we put forth the energy of gratitude, we get returned more things to be grateful for. So I do really encourage us to, rather than be angry and frustrated, or at least to sustain that energy, because you can't always control it. But what we can do is recognize those energies, go inside, bring forth that violet flame, and release those energies into the flame. We can be grateful to the violet flame for clearing. We can be grateful to the release of the energies of disturbance. We can be grateful for what we've learned about ourselves and each other. And then we can move on to dream big, to dream again, to be magnificent in the world. Because that's really what we're here to do, to be magnificent in this world. And we can only do that with the deepest kind of gratitude. And that is to be grateful for our very being. To be grateful that we do have life and opportunity. Be grateful that we do have change. Change is beautiful because it allows us to find anew something that we may never have known had change not occurred. We can be grateful for the fact that we have a heart beating in our chest, that we have blood circulating through our bodies, that we have a beautiful mind that can think and negotiate and create anew and recognize opportunities and move on those opportunities. And a mind that can help us let go when things turn out different than we might have hoped or planned or thought they should be. So gratitude is something that brings fluid into the everyday moment, the everyday experience, that allows us to, rather than get stuck on something, to surf through it, to move around, and to allow those perceived obstacles to dissipate, because we're grateful for those obstacles, because those obstacles are very often that answer from the cosmos, from the universe, from the divine self, to move us and to grow us and to help us be fulfilled in who we are in this world at this time. And we are certainly living in a period of history that we can be grateful for. We are living in the shift of the ages. It may take 5 years, it may take 10 years, it may take 100 years, I don't know. But we are those ones who have the opportunity to actually put this into place, to bring that peace to our inner beings, to transmit and grow that peace into the world around us, into our relationships, into our politics, into our businesses. So we have such power in the time within which we were born, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm very grateful for having been able to fulfill my gift in so many ways, from being able to share and open and be in the world. I'm grateful for each and every one of you who listened to this program, or have listened to this program, or other things that I've put into the world. I'm grateful for people who have honored and attended some of the efforts that I put out there. So it's just, if we can allow ourselves to be grateful for what we have, be grateful for the potential of change, be grateful for so many things, then we are empowered to be living in the fullness of our being. And I'm going to, as we transition into our next segment, play another piece of music for you by Emmer Kenny. It's called The Light of You. And I may have played this before, but I think it's very appropriate right now, because I want, as you listen to this, to breathe into yourself and reflect and experience and allow your own light, your inner light, to rise into every cell of your body and into every particle of your consciousness and into your field that surrounds you. Recognize that you are a sacred light being. So let's take a listen. And this is Emmer Kenny, and the name of the piece is Light of You. And so that's something I never want you to forget, and it's certainly the thing that I keep most present in myself and is the reason for the greatest reason for gratitude in life, is that we do have this divine inner core that we can reach into whenever we need to for guidance, for solace, for healing, for transformation, and for inspiration. It's right inside. So we are approaching the end of today's program. With regard to my own schedule, and as far as my Qigong classes, we're starting a new series, Stay Grounded with Qigong Meditation and Movement for Body Wellness and Stress Reduction. So this is more of what we were talking about, really working on getting ourselves upgraded to a 5D physical experience. Restore your vitality, lubricate your joints, stretch your muscles, ease your mind, let go of tension, and awaken a natural state of inner peace. And it's on Saturdays from 3 till 4 p.m. at Studio Maya. This is in Brooklyn, 603 Bergen Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11238 is the zip code if you want to try to search for that. Please go to the website at prn.fm. You can look for the Heart of Mind page, and you'll see information to connect with me. If you have questions, email heartofmindradio@gmail.com or call and leave a message 347-480-1694. I have websites. They are Catherine.one. That is the central site. It's spelled K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Catherine.one. If you're interested in my work, my Qigong work, it's QigongOnline.net, QigongOnline.net. If you're interested in connecting with the radio, maybe you want to be a guest or find out about a guest, you can check that website, heartofmindradio.com. Though I have to tell you, I'm rebuilding it, so it's not all there yet. Again, the email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. That's the best way for me to answer your immediate questions. I do have a monthly newsletter, and you can sign up for that. But the address is too long for me to read over the radio. So if you go to the website, prn.fm, you'll find it on the Heart of Mind Radio Archive page for this today's show. You'll be able to click right on and get to sign up for the monthly newsletter. Or you could go to any of the websites as well and sign up for our monthly newsletter. I want to thank you for joining me today for Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and please do stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Stay tuned, and please tune in next week. Take good care of yourself this weekend and forever onward. Bye for now.